On Thursdays, we wrap crunch time, well, with this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning!
It's the lightning round. Everybody knows Nick all around town because what? He's the biggest cloner round. Going national on us, the lightning round.
Yeah!
No.
The lightning round is brought to you by Batteries Plus Bulbs. They have the widest selection of batteries and energy-saving light bulbs like LEDs for your home or business. It doesn't matter who broke it, they can fix it. The experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can fix cracked screens, broken buttons, charge ports, and more on your phone or tablet. Batteries Plus Bulbs also offers helpful pluses like free car battery testing, battery installation for iPhone, watches, key fobs, garage remotes, and more. Visit them in Eugene and Corvallis or online at batteriesplus.com. It was a collision course we should have seen coming a mile away, and finally on Monday, it happened. Marlins man meets the Jeets. At a season ticket holder event with the Marlins' new ownership, the legend of Marlins man turns a new page as he, do you know who I am'd, Derek Jeter. Not only that, he asked to throw out the first pitch, be the primary focus of a Marlins man Monday, and discounts on season tickets because, yeah, why not? Marlins man's meeting with Derek Jeter was blank.
Do I get a phrase, a word?
Yes.
How flexible?
Very.
Embarrassing, pathetic, small, self-serving, sad.
You're out of words.
Punchable.
No more. All about punchable, actually. It took 6 weeks, but the Seahawks were fined $100,000 for avoiding concussion protocol with Russell Wilson during the Thursday night game against the Cardinals. That's approximately $100,000 per second that Wilson spent in the blue tent on the sideline. In that same week 10, the Colts didn't seem to go through concussion protocol with Jacoby Brissett, and 2 weeks ago, the Texans put Tom Savage back into the game after missing just one series where he seemed to have a seizure on the field. Hopefully this means that the NFL isn't just picking on the 12s and will soon be coming through with some sort of announcement or findings on these other teams as well. The NFL fining teams for violating their concussion protocol is blank.
Necessary. I'm confused. So the NFL generates $14.5 billion annually. How, for each team, isn't there a medical professional on the field and in the booth? It's just like, yeah. He just got hit in the head. You know, you buzz down. They seem to do it pretty well to challenge a call. Get him out of the game until he sees a doctor. He can't go back in. And it should be recorded like the black box on a plane to help hold them accountable.
Absolutely. The Cleveland Browns are on their way to history, and it's not the good kind. They're 0-14 going into their final two games of the season against the Bears and the Steelers. The only good sign for Cleveland might be is that the Bears are 0-7 with John Fox in games that they are favored to win. And while I was reading about the Browns, two stats stood out today, and I want to know which one is the sadder fact. A, Josh Gordon, who has played all of three games with the Browns in 2017, is halfway leading to the Browns' wide receivers in targets. Gordon has 28 targets, and the leader is Ricardo Lewis with 58. Or B, the Browns are allowing 3.3 yards per rushing attempt, and the four teams that have above them in the last 10 years have all made the playoffs. Three of them made the Super Bowl, and two won the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's amazing. I got to go with that. I mean, if a great player comes back, you use them. 3.3 yards a carry, and they're 0-16.
Yes.
That's a tragedy. That's Shakespearean. That's easily be.
The teams above them, since you'll want to know, are the 2010 Steelers, 2014 Lions, 2015 Broncos, and 2008 Steelers. They all allowed less than 3.3 on a season. Speaking of the Browns not winning, Jimmy GQ, as he's been newly nicknamed, is the anti-Cleveland Brown. Garoppolo is 5-0 as a starting QB, winning two games with the Pats in 2016, and now all three starts as a 49er. The Jags and the Rams are the last two remaining games for the 49ers, and the Browns, as I said, have the Bears and Steelers still remaining. What happens first? Jimmy GQ loses a start, or the Browns win a game?
Wow. Well, it has to be A, because the Browns have no chance at winning a game. So it's by default I'm picking A, even though I think both are going to happen. I think Frisco wins out and Cleveland loses out.
Wow. Okay. Like interesting. We spent last segment talking about it.
By the way, thoughts and prayers for my 49ers because Steve thinks they're going to win out.
They are absolutely cursed. Yeah. You tweeted out a stat.
Thoughts and prayers.
Back to my thing. You tweeted out a stat from Adam Schefter that since 2000, there are on average 7 coaches fired at the end of the season. Notice how I rounded up there, Schefty. There's already been one firing after the Giants fired Ben McAdoo, so we expect at least 6 more to be gone this Black Monday, which happens to be New Year's Day. Yay. What is higher at the end of the season? Wins by the LA Chargers, who are currently 7-7, or coaches fired?
Ooh.
The Chargers play the Jets and the Raiders.
Ah, so they're going to be at 8 at best. And wow. What if I think it's a push?
No, it's one or the other.
All right.
Or 6.8 wins or something.
I don't think there's going to be 8 coaching changes, so I think the Charger win total will be higher.
All right. There it is. LaVar Ball is going to start a basketball league where other kids will go right from high school to pro ball, quote unquote, looking for 80 players for 10 teams to earn $10,000 a month. And it's not really looking like a formula success, seeing that most basketball teams generally have at least 12 players on them. And not only that, but Doug Gottlieb pointed out yesterday, kids can already play to go to the G League or in Europe right out of high school. So LaVar is creating a worse version of something that already exists. The Big Baller Brand Basketball League is blank
poop. It's literally the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, and I doubt it's ever going to come to fruition.
Last one. El Clasico is this Saturday morning at 4 a.m. on the Best Coast, one of the biggest rivalries in the soccer world between Barcelona and Real Madrid, Messi versus Ronaldo.
Ooh.
What happens in El Clasico? Real Madrid win, Barcelona win, or a draw?
I have a buddy of mine.
I know it's not your PSG, but still.
Big Real Madrid fan with some really cool gear. So I'm defaulting through ignorance to Real Madrid wins 2-1.
Wow. With a score.
A score even attached to it.